Eric Rudd says he is running for mayor because he is frustrated with what's happening in North Adams, a city where he's redeveloped mill buildings and churches into art galleries, condos, and artist studios.
I see North Adams struggling, and I have solutions. And I think that no one else will implement the solutions that really need to be put into place. And so that's why. It's like seeing someone drowning, and you know, of course you're going to dive in and try to save that person.
Little downtown vitality, outdated municipal methods, and the closing of North Adams Regional Hospital in March 2014 are among the problems Rudd identifies. He says he plans to reveal his solutions in the coming months.
Everyone says we need jobs, we need to stimulate growth. Well, how is that done? What's been going on for year after year, taxes go up, service fees go up, the quality of services go down as people start doing cutbacks, and property values go down. And you cannot keep taxing the same small group of residents. The only way that we're going to climb out of the ditch is to invite new investment here, to attract new people to move here, open up businesses, and get things going. And that's not being done, and I think I have the answers.
Richard Alkenbright ended John Barrett's 26-year run as mayor in 2009. Rudd ran for mayor in 1997. An early supporter of Alkenbright, Rudd says he isn't running against anyone or with the Barrett or Alkenbright camps, but feels he needs to be in the mayor's chair to initiate change after years in the private sector. North Adams' mayoral race is not party-affiliated. Having worked in banking, Alkenbright says when he ran in 2009, being mayor was an 8 to 10 year community service commitment, although he doesn't necessarily like politics.
We've seen, particularly over the last 3 years, we're seeing a lot more private investment, a lot more private investment dollars coming through. We're seeing, our unemployment rate since I took office, I think it was 9.8%. We're down in, I think it's 6.5 or 6.6% now. So we've seen some growth along those lines. We've seen a lot of good things happen. We've seen some growth in our new growth on our tax revenue side with the opening of Walmart, of Cumberland Farms, other smaller businesses investing. We're seeing small shops continue to open. Yes, we've seen some close, but we still see small businesses continue to open and some that are thriving.
As he runs for a fourth two-year term, Alkenbright points to Mass Mocha's $55 million expansion, the planned Hoosick River revitalization, an emerging scenic rail attraction, and the new Colgrove Park Elementary School as positive steps for the city. Alkenbright says last year's folding of the North Adams Transcript, a longtime city institution, into the Pittsfield-based Berkshire Eagle and the hospital closure hurt his chances as much as anything else. Explaining that both of those are private entities, Alkenbright is focusing on the reopened emergency center and the services that have been restored by Berkshire Health Systems.
We've got fully 85% of our services back right now and restored. I don't hear any chatter in the community, really, at least loud chatter, that would suggest that BMC and this administration and other state leaders have not done the right thing in bringing back services.
If needed, North Adams' preliminary election is September 22nd. The general election is November 3rd. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.